This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I get it. A lot of you guys are mad. And we knew you would be mad. We knew. This is why I was not pro-mandate, right? I said, look, for those of you that want the vaccine, we have it. I think it'll help. But shouldn't be forced on anybody. We now have a growing population who is pissed. They're mad. And every day I have somebody who calls me or texts or patient or saying, I should have never flipping got the vaccine. I should have never gotten the vaccine. And you have this fear that's growing. And I can't reassure everybody or calm everybody down because I need to be honest. Nope. We have to go with the data we have at hand. And COVID was killing people. It was killing a lot of people. We had the vaccines. The numbers of COVID deaths began to drop, and most people took the vaccine without a problem. Some people, though, did have problems. But where the public is getting very nervous, and understandably so, is what are the long-term effects? Are the spike proteins from the vaccine circulating? Is there something we did to our immune system that can hurt us in the future? A very common question that gets asked, and completely understandably, justifiably so, is did we affect ourselves from an immunity standpoint by not letting our natural immunity do what it needed to? And I told you back then, I am not allowed as a doctor to say, you know what, like we did with chickenpox, try to get it on purpose. Try to get the chickenpox on purpose. Try to get the COVID on purpose. We're not allowed to. We're not allowed to do that. We're not, because some people can have bad side effects. Some people could die of the virus. But people are mad, and understandably so. And it's funny because on social media, we've had a lot of deaths. We've had a lot of young individuals die. We've had a lot of celebrity deaths, even though we're being told, you know, that, you know, maybe was a coronary artery anomaly with that one high school student, pancreatic cancer with Robbie Knievel. People want to know if they did damage to themselves. And what is really making people mad is they think they're not going to be told. They think that there is no way the government is going to say, we screwed up. And so as a doctor, I'm mixed. You know, and it's interesting because this is advice I was given from an older individual in her family when I was trying to make decisions when I was younger. And it was, you got to go with the knowledge you have now and make the best decision possible. It might be challenged later. You might have regrets, but all you can do is go with the data you have now. And so when we hear that Moderna might not have given enough data when it came to the bivalent vaccines, it makes people mad. So the biggest question I am being asked is, can we sue? Can we sue? I never wanted the vaccine. How do I get this vaccine out of my body? And I don't have an answer for you. All I do know is if, let's say, you have a side effect to a vaccine, can't sue the company. Can't sue. There's that protection. And that protection has been in place because vaccine side effects, one, happen, but two, they're hard to prove. And so when somebody does go into cardiac arrest and they're younger, the first thing a lot of people think of is it could be the vaccine. But could it also be our energy drink pandemic? These kids are popping energy drinks left and right. Is it that they had an abnormal heart rhythm because of the energy drink?
Another question people ask is, if you get a reaction to the COVID vaccine, does it have to happen within the first few weeks or could years later? Could those of us that got the COVID vaccine in 2021 have any health issues later on down the line? We don't have any proof or evidence, so we can't prove or deny it. People want answers. One parent asked me, should we be telling parents to hold off vaccinating their boys? Well, the CDC has already come out talking about that. The CDC has already talked about the myocarditis risk, especially when it comes to Moderna or a Pfizer, the mRNA vaccine in young men. But they're not saying to hold off vaccinating. And so, you know, I, as a physician, I'm in a very, very tough spot because I want to educate you guys on everything. And as a scientist, and doctors are scientists, you need to be open to all theories. And we have lived right now the last couple years in a sieve of don't go against grain, don't go against grain. It'll be called misinformation. But then on the other hand, we have had misinformation. I have not seen any evidence that you will grow a third testicle from the vaccine. So what is it? And so, you know, how do you remove? One patient told me that there's supposed to be a remedy to remove the vaccine out of your body. I don't think there is, guys. I don't know. And all I could say is, from what I know, I can't say anything definite, but, you know, the vaccine, based on the technology, is it shouldn't be there long term. The mRNA should have dissolved quickly or degraded quickly, and the spike proteins were supposed to degrade. There's been some debate that the spike proteins don't, that they stay in your body and could cause chronic inflammation. But where I'm struggling is also the fact that we have this COVID that stays in our body. And I think a lot of our woes can also be blamed on COVID, not only the vaccine, but also COVID. So when somebody's chronically fatigued, are they fatigued because of COVID or are they fatigued because of the vaccine? Now that COVID has infected most of us, how are scientists supposed to discern what? Somebody said, well, it's the spike proteins, but the COVID has the spike proteins. And we know COVID can sit in the body for a long time. We know COVID could cause chronic inflammation because of the lack of smell and taste that some people will suffer with for months to a year. Now, they're saying long COVID shouldn't last more than a year for a mild COVID case, but people want answers. So all I could say is we're not at a place where we could quantify what sort of reactions we have gotten from the vaccine versus not getting the vaccine. And in terms of what people should do. But I get that people are mad. I get it. 1-877-DR-ALLIE.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I have not been to Graceland. I'm a huge Elvis Presley fan and his music. Sing it all the time. Thought he was a fantastic talent. Struggled, as many of them have. Maybe he made some poor choices. People have thought that Lisa Marie Presley died from a heart issue that could have been genetic, because I believe, rumor has it that Elvis's grandparents were cousins. I can't confirm if they were first degree cousins, so they think maybe there was some cardiac abnormality. His mom had died in her 40s, but I thought that was alcohol related and liver issues that ended up also affecting her heart. But I don't know. It's something that has been postulated. But it's interesting. I saw an article saying COVID crippled the king, where Elvis Presley's Gracelands had unfortunately lost millions because of the coronavirus pandemic and not being able to be open and the tours and all that. And they said the estate was crippled after the pandemic, and it defaulted on a huge bonds payment. Graceland failed to pay off $20 million of $104 million issued by the Economic Development Agency for a mass expansion project in 2017. Many people are wondering who's going to get the mansion. I think it's her daughters. But from what we understand, there's not a lot of fortune that there or estate. They say the estate's bosses slammed officials and claimed it could not make payments due to a cash crisis caused by a lack of visitors during the pandemic. But the Economic Development Agency said that the estate was at fault, not the city, agency, county, or state, and warned the money had to be paid back. So there was a huge fight. And apparently, that had to go to the Tennessee General Assembly. And I guess a law had to be passed. Wow. So the house was inherited by Lisa on her 25th birthday, and it was stipulated in Elvis's will. Now unsure if it goes to the kids. She retained 15% stake in the estate. She sold off the majority share in 2005, but remained a trustee until her death, along with her mother, Priscilla. The managing partner of Elvis Presley Enterprises claims it is the state's fault for defaulting. Which, I mean, I see where that could go. When you're forced to close down, you don't want to close down. You want to be there. People are calling, saying, when do you open? And your state doesn't allow you to. That stinks. And I don't know if they got PPP money or... But that was a very difficult time for us with our businesses, where people are calling, asking to, we have a couple of hair salons, and they were calling, asking, can they come in? You have paying customers that want to come in. You have your employees that want to work. Like, kids are driving me crazy. Let me get back to work. I'm missing my tips. You know, because not only did they make a good salary, but their tips were huge. When I waited tables, I needed those tips. Coming home with cash every night was amazing. I miss my waiting table days. And you can't do it because the state says no. So is it the state's fault? So they say the lack of money coming through the state was attributed to a lack of tourism during the COVID pandemic, described as the largest crisis to hit the leisure and hospitality industry in history by the Tennessee Department of Tourist Development. It really was a cluster. So now there's this back and forth on did the company default, and, you know, and you know, Graceland, you know, you get to see parts of it in the movie Elvis, and I think they did film there, which is amazing. The Elvis movie was good. I mean, not the best movie of the century, but it was good. But these are things that help keep things going. Lisa Marie Presley's 14-year-old twins. And I think she has another daughter, may split the mansion. But apparently we're being told that there was a lot of money that she did inherit, $100 million, and that most of it was spent. In fact, we were told that Lisa Marie Presley was $16 million in debt by 2016. She was married multiple times. Michael Lockwood lost his 2016 bid in their divorce to undo the prenup. But he reopened the case in 2021, demanding that she pay $4,600 a month in child support. And I guess the case was never settled. But she inherited $100 million on her 25th birthday. Unfortunately, we've been told that that got, you know, spent on bad investments and certain choices. And it's frustrating. This is a... You know, when you see celebrities and you see their children, and mind you, it's not an easy life. But I have a tough time feeling sorry, you know, for Harry and Meghan. And, you know, for, may she rest in peace, Lisa Marie Presley. It's really hard for people to find the sympathy when they, you know, don't have to struggle with the poverty that a lot of other people have. But money doesn't buy happiness. You keep hearing that. I think money can help buy medicine. I think money can help buy security, living in a safer place. But what a lot of people don't understand is when somebody is of a celebrity status, they need security all the time. I mean, look at what happened to John Lennon. Oh, but he signs an autograph, and then later he gets killed by that same person. You see what, you know, these are realities such that just going to the store, just being stopped on the street, these are things that sadly require you to live in an area that might not be as accessible. And what we heard is she was a recluse for a while. That's another question I get. Why do a lot of celebrities become recluses? We hear Jack Nicholson is becoming a recluse. Lisa Marie Presley was a recluse. Well, there's a few reasons that could be going on for that. One is they might be ill. They might not be feeling well. Number two is the paparazzi and the media. Everybody wants to take a picture. Did you guys see the Kelly McGinnis pictures? And, so, you know, what she looked like in Top Gun is a little different than 30-some years later. And it wasn't flattering what she looked like. And it was plastered all over the place. So if somebody doesn't feel like they have aged well or kept their weight, they're not going to want to be caught on camera. And so they will recluse. Well, I don't want people to see me. I mean, and the average woman, can I just say, you know, I put makeup on. I mean, my neighbors have seen me without my makeup and extensions and things like that. But I'm usually in underwear, though. But to be out in public, it takes a good few minutes. It takes a minute for me to get myself ready and in public. Why? Because in case somebody does take a picture or run into me or something. And trust me, I have no celebrity status compared to these other individuals. But you want to have that, you know, that perception. So when you hear celebrities are isolating and you never see them, well, why should they? Why should somebody get a picture of them in a, you know, in sweatpants and no makeup and, you know, so I can understand that. On the flip side, people being out there, like you see Goldie Hawn, she'll still wear a bikini. She looks good. She'll be out there doing her thing. She doesn't care. And that sometimes is a sign of some stronger health. But if you're not feeling well and you don't want to get that bad, you know, picture, yeah, there. But, you know, Lisa Marie Presley also lost her son to suicide. And people have asked, could this be broken heart syndrome? Broken heart syndrome will usually affect you within the first few weeks. But yes, it could happen years. I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine my life being at all normal, losing somebody such as your baby. And so I think there's a lot of factors that might have come into play. Of course, people ask, did she get the COVID vaccine? I don't know. Could have. You know, she could have. Did she have COVID? Could have. So it's going to be difficult. I don't think we're going to know. But sadly, you know, women in their 50s could still have a heart attack. We have a million heart attacks a year? Cardiac arrest. We think it was cardiac. We're told it was cardiac arrest, but now we're being told it was a heart attack. She was 54. Before a lot of our medical advancements, many people did commonly get their heart issues at that time. Rare for a woman, but it could happen. 1-877-DOCTOR.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
USA News update. It will take many days for officials in the South to assess all the damage from yesterday's killer tornadoes in Alabama and Georgia. But already, Autauga County, Alabama Emergency Manager Ernie Baggett says the cleanup's begun.
Chainsaw teams coming in to help the individuals who may need help cutting their way into their homes, getting into what may be left of their homes.
At least 9 people were killed by those tornadoes. 2 more big storms are bearing down on California. Flood watch is up for the San Francisco Bay Area, as the heaviest rains are expected tomorrow morning. Tesla is cutting prices on its cars by as much as 20%. Sales have plunged in the last few weeks as CEO Elon Musk grapples with his latest acquisition, Twitter. The NFL playoffs are nearly here. The Seahawks and Niners kick it off tomorrow, followed by the Chargers and Jaguars. 3 games Sunday, then the final game Monday night. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm a little frustrated with some of the commercials I've been seeing. Remember we had to see a Cialis commercial where 2 people were in bathtubs in a forest? Somebody could say that was the worst ad. Others could say it's brilliant because we're still talking about it. We're still talking about 2 people in a bathtub holding hands for erectile dysfunction. I like ads that have jingles, but some of the jingles now, the singing's horrible. I don't like the Sonic commercials at all. The Sonic commercials bug me. The Burger King commercials are a little annoying. I don't know if it's because of the singing. You know, have it your way at Burger King now. That just seemed to be a little bit more memorable than... Da, 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 da. I don't know. I don't even know the song. So, there's a, Big Red Long with Big Red, that Big Red fresh is last I threw it. That, I could sing to those. I can't sing to a lot of these. The Limu Emu,
Limu Emu. Oh, I hate those commercials. They suck. I like the commercials with the, which are they? Oh, my gosh. Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes in the Progressive. I like those. I love it when I see sports people doing commercials. I like the Subway commercials. I think the Subway commercials are fantastic. There was one with Jimmy Garoppolo where he's holding a Subway, and I think his grandma's supposed to be in it. And she said, you know, yeah, he's cute but not too smart or something like that. He's like, huh? And Jimmy Garoppolo's so cute. I love when they make fun of him themselves, or like Tom Brady. Like, we don't even have time to speak to him. He goes, but I'm Tom Brady. And then it cuts out. Those commercials I like. Because you watch them, you remember, and you see them holding a Subway sandwich. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Subway, because that's a lot of money in advertising to be able to pay for these guys to, you know, be promoting it. But interestingly, our medical ads are failing. And Harvard researchers looked at 73 of the most advertised TV drugs in 2015 to 2021. And they said 53, or the majority of them, had low therapeutic value. Which means, are they advertising a drug that's really going to work and help and cure you? Or are they advertising to advertise and make money? But Harvard researchers looked at the most advertised drugs in the U.S. and graded their therapeutic value from independent health agencies in Canada, France, and Germany. And they found less than a third had a high therapeutic value, which means they showed at least moderate improvement in clinical outcomes compared to existing medicines. They said policymakers and regulators could consider limiting direct-to-consumer advertising to drugs with high therapeutic or public health value, or requiring standardized disclosure of comparative effectiveness and safety data, but policy changes would likely require industry cooperation or face constitutional challenge. So right now, the way these drug ads work is they have to disclose side effects. So they talk about a medication, and then they go, people that use it can experience homicidal, loss of vomiting, seizures, and then they talk. Most of the ad is about the side effects. That's what they have to do now. If you want to advertise a drug, you have to, in the middle of the ad, bring up all the side effects, or a majority of them. Which to me is a little awkward. That's kind of advertising against yourself. I agree that there should be education, especially when you're doing direct-to-consumer advertising. It's grown fivefold since 97 to 2016. And Daily Mail is saying in 2020, the pharmaceutical industry spent $4.6 billion on advertising on national TV in the U.S. But so now, in addition to advertising all your side effects, you also have to pay to advertise how much better it is to other drugs. At some point, they're just going to stop these drugs from advertising. Now, I actually like the direct-to-consumer advertising for a completely other reason. When you see something like Viagra, and you come to me, and you say, I need Viagra, I saw an ad, I'm like, we're checking your heart. Glad you came in. Now, if you need Viagra because you're having poor blood flow to the penis, there's a good chance you're having poor blood flow to the heart. Similar arteries. So sometimes it brings people in. When people see the purple pill, Nexium, I need the purple pill. You do. Why? Well, because I always have heartburn. I go, don't call it heartburn. What are you feeling? I have pain in my chest. Let's take a look at you. If you're right, and it's not the heart, and it is heartburn, we could do a trial of the medication. But if you continue to need it, we're going to have to look for ulcers or cancer, something else. So what I like
is it brings people into the doctor. Not that we're making money, you know, as trust me, we get paid very little for our doctor visits. But you stop and go, maybe I need to think about my health. I would rather you see an ad about a medication than about a triple cheeseburger. Most of the ads are about food you shouldn't be eating. So I'd rather you see an ad about a medication that you might need to be evaluated for, because you may have a condition that may be worse than what that commercial thinks you have or is advertising for. So, sorry about that. I'm wondering if I have a list of the drugs that were advertised. And let me see here. I don't know if they list them. They said these are some of the most common drugs. Many of them were immunomodulating agents. So like we see with psoriasis and things like that, where you see the person with the rash and then all of a sudden it looks like it's erased. Alimentary tract and metabolism. So that could include our Ozempic. It could include our proton pump inhibitors, neurologic drugs. But if some of these drugs that are being advertised aren't as good, who is that on? You know, there's a lot of people out there that say just stop advertising medications. Leave it to the doctor. But people aren't going to the doctor. They're not getting checked. And if the ads aren't on TV, the ads are surely on the pop-ups. Many people don't really watch TV. Now I do, because of the football. And there's commercials played during football. But a lot of you, you don't watch football games. You just watch the highlights to save 3 hours. Or you stream. So ads have to get to you somehow. And I don't like a drug that doesn't work or has addictive potential being advertised to you. But I think some of these ads are becoming a waste of money, where it actually takes some marketing genius to try to promote a drug when most of the content has to be about it not working or its side effects. And I do like that when the ad says talk to your doctor or medical provider, because they're right. If you have a skin lesion, that might not be psoriasis. It could be skin cancer. You talk to a medical provider. So what it means is whenever you watch something on TV, take it with a grain of salt. I see beautiful cars. There's an ad circulating. I think it was a 1976 Caprice Classic or something like that. And it showed the car driving itself. It didn't drive itself in the 70s. But that's how they were advertising it. With automated locks and automatic transmission. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have, I believe, a Navy lieutenant being held prisoner in Japan. And we're hoping that President Biden, as he meets with the Japanese Prime Minister, Kishida Fumio, to hopefully get him back. Navy Lieutenant Ridge Alconis is serving prison time in Japan. Now, apparently this followed a car crash. He was involved in a crash that led to the death of an 85-year-old Japanese woman. This was, I think, last summer. I'm sorry, I thought I was going to say, and her 54-year-old son-in-law. The elderly woman's daughter was also injured in this car crash. Japanese prosecutors argued in court that the crash that happened, actually, I'm sorry, it was May 29th of 2021, was caused by Alconis falling asleep at the wheel. He said he passed out driving because of acute mountain sickness after a family visit to Mount Fuji. I believe he's 34 years old, but he was sentenced last October. And the judge said he had not traveled high enough up the mountain to be impacted by altitude sickness. Since his confinement, his parents, Derek and Susie Alconis, along with his wife, Brittany, and the couple's children, have been trying to publicize his case and get him released. There's been White House protests and protests outside his Japanese consulates. And they have gotten support from Representative Mike Levin, from a Democrat from San Juan Capistrano, as well as Republican Senator Mike Lee. They secured an amendment to the omnibus appropriations bill that unanimously passed that allows Rich Alconis to retain his pay and benefits, which were going to run out while he was in custody in Japan. Levin also supported the amendment and has been working with Alconis to help their efforts. So this week, Brittany, the wife of Rich, and their parents are at D.C. They want to show their support, and they also want something to hopefully happen when Biden is meeting with Kishida. They said the goal is to get the attention of Prime Minister Kishida and the president that this has gone on too long and they need to bring Ridge home. The U.S. has made efforts to execute a prisoner transfer, but talks have stalled with Japan. So this is a, I don't like any of our military or any of our Americans stuck in another country and imprisoned. I understand that Japan may manage and may try car accidents or manslaughter differently than in America, but we should have diplomatic relationships that allow flexibility between getting our servicemen home, even if they're a prisoner. Maybe even a, look, you know, we will have them serve time here in the States or something. They can, there's something they could do to get them back, but I don't like them being over there. Just like with Brittany Griner and currently our other, Brittany Griner's home, but currently our other Americans that are over there in Russia. And it's, I don't know how many, of our Americans are imprisoned in other countries. Now, mind you, there might be some of us that did stupid in these countries, but we have others who might not have done anything except, be American, that have been taken and are being taken hostage. Now, I'm not sure what's going on with Japan. I'm not saying that's what's happening there, but he was tried and his appeal was denied. And so Joe Biden, who is the most powerful man in the world, should be able to do something. And we're not sure. I mean, I'm luckily there's been some discussion about this. So hopefully he will talk to the prime minister. Of course, he's a little distracted with classified document gate. And from what we understand, he ignored a question on why he didn't disclose sooner that he had classified documents in his personal possession. The president did not want to address any questions from reporters, but he did give a thumbs up when people asked how Jill Biden was doing. He had ignored questions on the matter when he was in Mexico. And it's interesting because when you see Merrick Garland's facial expression, they knew about this for a while and that there were a second trove of documents, maybe even more. And I told you what I think happened. I think once the Mar-a-Lago raid happened, I think anybody who was in public office said, oh, crap, everybody, let's clean up, let's look. And not sure why it took months, but when they did start to look or search, they're like, oh, wait a second, Biden has some here. That, well, now it's a cluster and a half. So, Biden promised to be transparent. They all do. And so he's now come under fire for not disclosing publicly that his personal lawyers found the classified material when they did. The other thing, too, that is kind of interesting is the lawyers found it. What were the lawyers doing looking around boxes in the garage? Do lawyers usually go to people's garages? I can understand, all right, guys, there might be some boxes. I'm going to send my staff down there, pick it up, bring it over. But, I mean, lawyers have better things to do. Lawyers are just supposed to read the documents. They're not supposed to retrieve. They're not supposed to be digging around someone's garage. I'm just very confused. Now there's been three discoveries of classified materials at the Penn Biden Center. It's a think tank in D.C. I'm sorry, not Pennsylvania, but it's a Penn Biden Center in D.C. Biden's garage. And then there was another discovery at Biden's Wilmington home. The White House announced the discovery of the documents January 9th. This was 2 months after they were originally found November 2nd. And, of course, before the midterm election. Karine Jean-Pierre has her work cut out for her. You see her struggling up there. And she's trying to defend Biden. And it's got to be tough. I think that's got to be one of the hardest jobs, trying to be press secretary for a president that messes up. That's got to be difficult. And she was interrogated because nobody could talk to Biden, so they're going after her. And it's I feel bad for her. But, you know, she could only do so much. Her job is to represent the president and make the president look as good as possible. But interestingly, we're seeing with this presidency hypocrisy. You know, I mean, is it really a big deal for him as president, since he's always home, and it seems like every other week he's going back to Delaware? Is it really that much of a shock that he might be using a home office? But what was a shock is what happened with Trump and the raid and the vilification. And if people say, well, Trump deserved that, then is Biden deserving it too? There has to be some consistency. I mean, if classified documents are not supposed to be at a person's house, then the response should be equal and consistent. Does that mean now Biden's going to get raided by the FBI? Is Jill Biden's underwear drawer now up for inspection? So Trump was humiliated, and you know, maybe he did something wrong, having those classified documents that weren't declassified prior to them being there. But there's sure a lot of kitten gloving going on when it's on the other hand, or with another party. There just has to be consistency. And it also shows that Biden might not be very aware of what the security measures are or what classified document protocols are. His staff, to me, looks like they're very incompetent because it's on them as well. Who's advising the president? But you would think somebody who worked in the government for almost 40 years would know this. Unless they think I could do no wrong. I got everybody on my side. So it's embarrassing, not a good look, especially to foreign adversaries. 1-877-DOCTOR.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.